Their description for Fizzy Riv on their website is a fresh, bright, and refreshing sparkling wine, perfect for any occasion that needs a little sparkle. You need a little sparkle sometimes.
Always.
Hello, welcome back to Sip with Nikki. It is Nikki Lamberti, and I am back here in Sonoma County, California. We are back from a road trip. Michael and I drove down to Southern California, spent some time in the happiest place on earth. If you have not listened to last week's episode about Napa Rose and the chef's counter experience, go back and listen to that. It was so, so awesome. But on our way back driving from LA up to Sonoma County, we had to stop in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is a very celebrated wine region, and I don't think it gets as much spotlight as its big brother and big sister, Napa and Sonoma. And I don't know which one's the brother and which one's the sister and why I said that, but you all know Napa, Sonoma, but how about these other regions that are producing just as beautiful wine? So neither one of us had spent much time down there, and we did a couple of wine tastings. And without giving too much away, we had a beautiful tasting, but we walked away with a very interesting wine that I couldn't wait to come home and spend a little bit more time with. So tonight you're going to hear Michael and I sitting in our house on a Sunday night, getting ready to do our common Sunday night ritual, which is, don't go there, don't be fresh, it's pizza. And we taste this very interesting, unique, and super fun wine together. So this whole episode is basically a sip spotlight.
Sip spotlight.
Here we go with a super unique tasting of a very interesting wine from Marjoram Wine Company. So here we are, Sunday night, you and me.
Yes.
About to make some pizza.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for joining me at our dining room table this time. You made a little cheese plate. Tell me about what is on that gorgeousness right there.
I thought we were going to taste some wine, so I said, might as well eat some cheese with this to cleanse our palates.
Duh.
We have three different cheeses. There's the ghost pepper cheddar, some pepper jack, and this creamy cheese that I always forget the name. And then a homemade focaccia bread with some beautiful olive oil.
Oh, that's Liz's olive oil, the Olio Novello. Yeah. Yes. We just got our shipment of that here, and it's delicious.
Great thing now is you can order it from our website to pair with the wine and get both shipments together.
It sounded like you said bullshit. You said both shipments?
Both shipments.
You can get both shipments.
You can get a bottle of olive oil and a bottle of Sangiovese.
No, it's a bundle with two bottles of Sangiovese and one bottle of olive oil.
Yes, exactly what you said.
Well, this will be fun. Okay, so let's do it. Let's open this Fizzy Riv. As I was telling you guys, Michael and I were tasting in Santa Barbara earlier this week, and neither one of us had spent very much time down there. As you can hear, this is sealed with a crown cap, just like a beer bottle. And we had a beautiful tasting at Marjoram Tasting Room, which was a recommendation from a very faithful listener, Mr. Jeff Tassett, down in Southern California. Jeff and his partner Patrick are wine club members at Marjoram, and they said, oh, you have to go check it out. So we did, and we had a great tasting, and we met Lisa, who was wonderful, super cool tasting room, great flight of
Pinot, Syrah,
Grenache.
Viognier was one.
Viognier, which I had last night with sushi. So good. So really fun lineup of wines. And then as we were wrapping up, she was like, oh, by the way, we have this new release. It's our Fizzy Riv. And I was like, what's Fizzy Riv?
Tell us more.
Yeah. So what is your impression on what she told us about this before we taste it? Do you remember what she said?
I don't think I can remember that was different. She told me it was very refreshing. With bubbles, and it's made a different way, which hopefully we get the winemaker on here to talk about.
And now, a word from our awesome sponsor. I love olive oil almost as much as I love wine. And if you heard Olive Oil 101 and 102 episodes in season one, you heard me interview my friend Liz Tagami. She and her husband, Donald, operate American Olive Farmer, which is here in California, and they are some of the most delicious olive oils I have ever put in my mouth. So now at the start of the year 2025, they've recently released their Olio Novello, the new oil from this recent harvest in November of 2024. And I can't wait for you to try it. Now it won't last, and not to worry, if you go to their website, American Olive Farmer, and the new oil is gone. Throughout the year, they'll have both Arbequina and Ascolano, which are also exciting and delicious, and you can even subscribe and have them shipped right to your door. Last year, we also bought a box of raw olives in the early harvest time, and they're almost done. They're curing in our olive closet, and I cannot wait to serve them on my charcuterie board, and I'm going to use Liz's recipe from her website for warm herbed olives. Warm herbed olives. So check out American Olive Farmer not only for oils, but vinegars, beautiful accessories. And if you love entertaining and serving olives and olive oil, you've got to check them out. Liz and Donald have been kind enough as our sponsor to create a discount code. So use the code SIPWITHNIKKI at checkout. SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, capital N, and they are giving you 10% off your order. Go check it out now. You're welcome. And now back to the show.
Eventually.
Yeah, we're going to try to have Doug Marjoram on in the future and we can get really nerdy about it. But all we know is this is not made in the traditional...
With secondary fermentation.
Correct. Not the traditional method to make champagne or California sparkling wine or cava, which I talked about in last week's episode. This has its own kind of unique method of getting the bubbles
almost like
in
a
there.
Soda stream.
That's what she said. So I have so many questions about it. We know that it is made from two grapes, Grenache and Syrah, which are really prevalently planted in Santa Barbara, which really, when you look at a map of California, Santa Barbara is like lower central. It's not quite Southern California, right? Because we were in LA and Anaheim. We drove north to get to Santa Barbara, but it's not quite smack in the center of the state either.
Yeah, like 2 hours away from.
Yeah. So it was about, how far was the drive from Santa Barbara home?
6 hours.
Six. So this is a region that is located 6 hours south of where we are in Sonoma County and very coastal. It's literally on the ocean, right, which is so cool.
Really green, beautiful hills.
Yeah.
Looked almost like Sonoma in a way with the hillsides, Napa.
It did. And then big mountains behind it.
But the ocean is just right there.
But the ocean's right there. So it's, hey, let's go wine tasting and the ocean's right there. How much better can it get?
Very beautiful.
All right. So let's taste it. It's really pale pink and it's got some slow bubbles. Like it's not quite the mousse, as we call it. Did you know what that's called?
No.
When you're looking at
the bubbles coming up from the bottom.
Yeah, the French term for that is the mousse. But because this is not a fully sparkling wine, I would say it's more frizzante. There's some little bubbles, but nothing crazy.
There was a lot of bubbles when I poured it, but it dissipated.
It settled. Yeah. All right, let's taste it. As I raise it to my mouth, the nose that I got on it was almost like bubble gum, but not in a weird, gross, big league chew hubba bubba way. Just like in a subtle...
Like fruit stripe.
Oh, yeah. Which color? Yellow fruit
or stripe. Orange.
Orange. I'm going orange. Oh, I forgot about fruit stripes. Nice reference, Michael. What do you think?
When I smelled it at first, I thought it was going to be wine colorish. It's just a smell. It doesn't smell sweet.
It does not.
But it smells sweeter than if you would just say like a rosé.
Like a dry rosé.
Like a dry rosé.
Yeah.
But then you taste it and it's very unique. Mm-hmm. It's almost like peach fruit.
There's definitely, I like your wine cooler reference. Not that I'm saying this is like a wine cooler, but there is a note of that cooler, fun, like just joyful, playful, easy to drink, little bit of spritz, little bit of residual sugar and sweetness.
Very little. It's not very sweet. Like it's going to totally ruin your palate.
No. And I believe it's lower alcohol, like it's under 13%. I think it's in the high 12%. Their description for Fizzy Riv on their website is a fresh, bright, and refreshing sparkling wine, perfect for any occasion that needs a little sparkle. You need a little sparkle sometimes.
Always. Michael Sparkle.
With its effervescently fruity profile and refreshing tartness, that's me, refreshing tartness, it's ideal for early day celebrations, al fresco dining, evening parties, and Sunday evenings when you and your partner are trying to pull together a podcast. Oh, wait, I just added that last part. Share with friends and family to celebrate the Riviera lifestyle. What do you know about the Riviera lifestyle, Michael?
I think it's really close to Drink Around the World at Epcot.
You're talking about Disney's Riviera Resort?
Yes.
It's really fun. It's yummy. Let's try it with some cheese.
Yeah, I could see me sitting down and drinking this on a nice warm day. I wouldn't even take this on a golf course.
Oh, yeah. Could be a nice poolside wine.
Very much.
I get their dining al fresco reference in there. It's very quaffable, one of my favorite words. Goes down easy. Fun, interesting, light, not super serious. Just straightforward yumminess. How's that? Hashtag straightforward yumminess.
The price point on this was very good.
It's like $25.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put the link in the show notes, marjoramwines.com. I think this one's hard to get. It's a very small production. But check out all of their other wines. We had a fantastic tasting, like we said.
Beautiful tasting room. Beautiful.
Super fun. Cool spot. Yeah.
Everyone was really nice.
Yeah. We appreciate them having us. And this is going to be a fun companion to our pizza that we're about to put in the oven.
Yes.
So cheers. Fizzy ribs.
Cheers.
Fizzy Riv. Fizzy Riv. It's fun to say. It's fun to drink. I didn't know about it a week ago, and now I need more of it in my life, and I hope that you do too. Visit their website, Marjoram Wines. So Marjoram is spelled M-A-R-G-E-R-U-M, wines.com, marjoramwines.com. And if you are going to be in the Central/Southern California area, I absolutely encourage you to stop by. You don't need an appointment, but you're also welcome to make one if you'd like. We ordered a beautiful charcuterie board with our tasting when we were there, which was really impressive. And it's funny, I just remembered this. I took a bite of the beautiful baguette that was on their cheese board. And I was like, oh gosh, is this sourdough? It's so delicious. And they're like, yeah, we have that bread flown in from a deli in New Jersey. And I was like, oh, that's why I love it so much. It's Jersey bread, the bread of my people. So really a lovely experience. And I encourage you to either order their wines on the website or go check them out next time you are in the area. Don't forget, if you would like to be an angel and support the podcast, buy Michael and I a glass of wine. You can do that and support the podcast through a link in the show notes. And whatever you do between now and the next time we're together, I hope that you sip well.